65 degrees in downtown Denver. Good evening, Colorado. Friday, November 3rd, 2023. Our final broadcast. I'm Stephen Tubbs, Jim Nichols at the controls, Lori Kelman in the newsroom, operating one final time our live stream YouTube. You can access the final hour of this program. I will try to keep it together. Thank you to Mr. Crowley. Hello, YouTubers at 710knus.com. A couple of different things as my two sons are here. Ryan and Nathan, hello to YouTube land. And my mom, without these three and support and love, obviously, you know, I mean, put it in your family terms, you know who means so much to you. And a couple of quick things off the top. And I know we've had a bunch of people that have just, you've been, I mean, you have the patience of Job. I mean, look, it's just been a little overwhelming to the, we've got to have more than 100 texts that have come in. I appreciate that. I want to get two things out of the way first, because, well, at 4:30, our special guest, the governor of the state of Colorado, Jared Polis, joined us, and I brought up the Kardashians. Did they really play a role? Did Kim Kardashian really play a role in you reducing a sentence? Brought up whether he was going to ask for a special session, if Prop HH, remember hhsucks.com, if Prop HH fails, is he going to call a special session? So you can go back to the podcast and listen to that. But it was something, I want to get the negative out first. It was something toward the end I was unaware of, and I'm not going to give this complete a-hole any more time than this. But when a local television news anchor decides, when the governor tweets out a picture, in this case, the two of us, and wishes me well as I wrap up nearly 34 years, and a local television news anchor on Narcan 9 decides to take to social media and belittle me on the last day. I mean, sir, have you no shame? And I think that's all I want to say about that. If you want to know what Kyle Clark did, please let him know. If you are even kind of a fan of me, or even if you hate me and you can see the lowest of lows, I mean, of all days, really? Wow. The second thing is, I've told you for parts of 6 years I was going to tell you the story of why I cannot stand Cragatha Beth McCann. I told you yesterday there was a 92.7% chance that I was going to explain that, and I'm not. And here's why. I'm not trying to, wasn't trying to be a tease for parts of 6 years. I always said someday I may tell you. It's not worth it. It's not worth the negativity, and I don't want to go down that road. But suffice it to say that that it's worth it. The other thing I wanted to play briefly before we get to phones. Is why this song is this show's theme song for nearly 6 years. And it was because at the time of the lowest moment in my life, this was probably a pretty damn popular song. And I had to dig deep. And either just go away. I had suicidal ideations that I would have never acted upon, but I was never, ever at a lower point. And I decided just too much to live for. And that's why this song is what it is, because this has been an adventure of a lifetime. Part of the lyrics are basically under this pressure, under this weight, we are all diamonds. And you all have gone through this journey with me. Maybe some of you started listening earlier today, but some of you with part of the radio club, you know, I went out after I lost my job at KOA. A job that I was promised back, and it's in the past. But I went out and I visited my mom. And to have to answer a question from your kids, how come you're the lead story on the news tonight? I'm so sorry to my kids. I'm sorry to both of you. But we rose. We rose from damn near ashes. And to my mom and my kids, and I don't want this to be a sob fest, and it already is, but you all gave me a new radio life. And to the management here, I will forever be thankful, because I consider myself a good man. I do. And it has been the adventure of a lifetime for nearly 34 years to have a radio program and to be on television and to tell stories that matter. And I've really, really tried to champion so many things. And you all have been a part of that. Next segment, we're going to get into our top 10 foils. What this station did through your efforts to reject a supervised injection site bill, not once but twice, to take you up to Vancouver and to see the damage that it could cause here in Colorado. I've been asked and told so many times, if you hate Denver so much, why don't you go back to San Diego? I don't hate Denver. I hate what's happened to Denver. I've lived here more than any place in my adult life. And I care about this city, and that's why I make fun of people like...
This was a riot.
Sometimes...
I don't follow Denver politics.
Or Mayor Mike.
I haven't done anything yet.
It's because I care. And through you and your texts and emails and phone calls for nearly 6 years, I know you care as well. But I have loved to expose the bullshit in this state. And I've loved to champion those incredible stories. Most of them are veteran stories, and I make no apologies for it. We got to jam through some phone lines, because next segment we get through our top 10 foils. I want to welcome my kids back on the air and my mom as well. Let's start with line three. And one of the mentors in my life was over at KOA, and it was when I was doing the coveted 1 a.m. to 9 a.m. shift, and the overnight talk show host was a guy named Rick Barber. And Rick's son, Ian, has become like a brother to me. And he never listens to this show because we are politically 180 degrees different. But it goes back to when we were talking with Polis in the 4 o'clock hour. I don't care how you vote. Are you a good human being? And brother, I you know, you got your second family is here. Linda, my mom, and my boys, Ryan and Nathan. Thank you, brother, for calling.
Yeah, man. I'm just calling to get a large.
Shut up.
Pizza. Oh, no. That's right. That TV Tinky Winky Teletubby guy, isn't it?
Yeah. Here I said such nice things, and then you come out of the chutes that way?
Yeah, you were just too emotional. We had to lighten the mood. Lighten it up. And besides, I want to talk to your mom. I don't want to talk to you.
Say hi to your second son, Ian.
Hello, my second son, Ian.
Oh, it's so good to see you.
Oh,
I'm watching you.
Oh, you are.
Oh,
okay.
Are you really?
I am. And I have a question for your youngest, Nate. Nate, buddy, how are you?
I'm doing well, thank you.
So I don't know if you remember, but when we first met, you were really into Fortnite, if I recall.
That'd be correct. I mean,
what were we just saying about Fortnite?
We were just talking about it, Ryan and I.
So I want your input. What are you thinking? We're going OG back to season one. I want your input.
I'm absolutely shocked at how in touch you are with this question.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Me either.
This is a Fortnite show now.
Well,
we're taking it over for the rest of the hour.
To answer your question, I think it's great. I love that people will be able to reconnect with themselves from that year 2019. I know I will, and you know, there's been a trend going around saying that it's not me playing, it's him, referring to that younger self. So I hope everybody can enjoy and reconnect with old friends. It's just it's good for the community.
There are three people that understand what you're talking about.
That's true.
Well, Nate, I downloaded it, so I'll be looking to play with you.
Oh, boy.
We're squadding up.
Run it.
Hey. And brother, to you, you know, 10 years ago, we met in the course of my unfortunate circumstances, and then I was lucky enough to help ride the ride through your unfortunate circumstances. And here we are today, bigger, better, stronger.
Amen.
And I just look forward to more years with you.
I love you, brother. Thank you. And you know what your dad meant to me. Ian, Rick Barber's son, and to Ian and his wonderful family, thank you. I didn't know about the start of that call. The end of it was pretty good. Real quick, April Fool's jokes. There is no doubt in my mind that probably the greatest April Fool's joke was also tough because I was lying, and I don't like lying. I've never lied on this show except for a couple of April 1st-ish programs. My announcement that I was going to run for mayor of Denver, good Lord. I mean, I still kind of apologize because so many people, there were people, you were like, where can I write a check? So that was one of my favorite moments of this program, the run for mayor. And I did say at the end, I said in April Fool's, but many people were very pissed off the next day. Maybe it was you. I don't know if you were pissed off that you thought I would be a great candidate or you just pissed off that we pulled the wool over your eyes. I also loved the one, if you remember our April Fool's back 2018, 2019, when I announced that it was an unbelievable decision that they were going to build the largest people mover on planet Earth. It would be the largest in the world. It was going to be from the top of Red Rocks down to Morrison Road. We've had some fun. We've definitely had some fun. 2,097 days ago, this program began. We've gone through ups and downs and shed tears and laughed. I hope you've laughed at times. Early on, COVID. Good evening, Colorado. It's Thursday, March 12th, 2020. Really an unprecedented day in a lot of respects. We are still, though, going to be based and grounded in facts, not fiction, not panic. Everything is going to be okay. I hope and pray. The economic impact to this country, as we are seeing on Wall Street, is astronomical already. Today, the Dow had its worst day since Black Monday of 1987. Four of the biggest 5-point losses in Dow history in just the past 2 weeks. Day and late night TV shows canceling, no audiences. CHASA, the state basketball tourneys are I believe, still going on, but I don't think they have any crowds. And all spring sports have been suspended through CHASA until at least April 6th.
That was early COVID coverage. I remember that first Emergency Operations Center press conference with Governor Polis and some people in white lab coats, and they were saying that if things happen in the next 30 days, there could be as many as 30, 35,000 Coloradans dead. We went through that together. Thank God those numbers never came close. But on this program, I also keep my head high. Never did I mock COVID on this program, ever. It almost killed me. Now, what we did mock were the hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of executive orders. We mocked a lot, but never COVID. And if your family were impacted by COVID, I hope that they're already, you know, the road to recovery has already been covered. Another incredible moment, one of the top moments of my life, honestly, in broadcasting or not, was our coverage of the bomb cyclone. Just in case you're just joining us and you haven't heard some of the warnings, advice. How about advice? Make sure your cell phone is charged. Make sure your laptop or your tablet devices are powered up just in case you lose power. As of 45 minutes ago, according to XL Energy, 184,000 customers in the state of Colorado are without the juice. This has been described as a, quote, multi-day recovery event that could last until Saturday. The bomb cyclone, the National Weather Service joined us last hour And Jim Colina, a forecaster out of Boulder with the National Weather Service, said, yeah, you could really call this a land hurricane. A gust of 80 miles an hour was reported at Denver International Airport. This
our coverage from the bomb cyclone. And what I really remember, of course, is Katie Potter and her family stranded near Monument off of I-25. And she'd never heard of me this day. She didn't listen to AM radio. This was the only signal she could get. And she called in. And thank God, the Lord above has blessed me in so many ways in this program, and hopefully you, that we were able to get CDOT and National Guard crews to Katie and her family. They thought they were possibly going to die. And then death hit their family when last year, out of the blue, I don't know if you remember me, but I was the one that you helped rescue in the bomb cyclone. And my daughter died last year. Fentanyl poisoning. And I'm proud to say that Katie and her family, her wonderful husband and all of their kids, they've got like 48 kids, but they lost a child because of fentanyl poisoning. And Katie and her family are in our upcoming documentary film called Devastated, Colorado's Fentanyl Disaster. We talked about that, in fact, just recently. Fentanyl in this state. It's a big issue. Huge. Talk about the, how big was that bust?
So we've had a couple big ones. We had back in 2022, we had the biggest powdered fentanyl seizure at the time in North America. I think it still holds that record. But it's one of many in our troopers. I think, in fact, so far this year, we're about 215 pounds of fentanyl that we've seized in 2023 alone.
That was the great friend of the program, the chief of the Colorado State Patrol, Colonel Matthew Packard, just, I believe, last week. We've had some times, friends. I will say this. I apologize for how long some of you have been waiting. Let's get to Freddie in Aurora. Freddie, thank you for your patience. You've been a great caller over the years, brother. You haven't called enough, but I appreciate you calling.
All right. Well, I want to say thank you, man. That was what you did since being on 710 was very vital. I remember the first day you started, and you were a slow talker. And I was like, man, this guy is like John Caldera.
John Caldera.
Yeah, and eventually you picked the pace up. You were more confident about the topics. And, oh, man, and it just got better and better. And instead of looking at the mainstream news, I tune into you almost every day just to be abreast of what is happening in the city.
Thank you, brother.
I mean, I'm talking about the negative stuff. And
there's been
a
lot.
This was really good. I did meet you at the Western Conservative Summit last year. I'm a black guy that came up to you and said hello. You were sitting at a table at the Conservative Summit.
Yep.
Out in Aurora there.
Yep. At the Gaylord, yeah.
Yeah. And then another thing, one more thing I would say is that I realized that COVID hit you hard, and it seemed as though you ever so often you would get sick really bad. Now, I don't know your condition, but I'm asking you to try your best to eat healthy, because there are a lot of foods that can help with a lot of things that people have.
I appreciate that, and I don't think they come from a drive-thru.
Okay, right. And so try your best, man, because I want
you're
an asset to the world, and I want you to be around for a long time. So try your best when it comes to health.
Amen.
Yeah.
Thank you. I appreciate that, brother. That is absolutely one angle and avenue I did not think we were going to go down. The good thing is, though I can improve my diet, my family would maybe agree. Oh, baby, other people in radio eat 50 times worse than me. I hear a silent studio. Let's get to Terry in Texas. Terry is a great texter. Terry, thank you, brother. We only have a couple of seconds, but I'm glad we could get you on. Good evening to you.
Good evening, first-time caller, long-time listener.
You've texted a thousand times, haven't you?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. This is the first time you've called, though?
Yes, it is.
Oh, brother. Thank you.
I just, you know, we listen down here because we lived in Denver for 50 years, my wife and I, and it's a touch of home. And I just wanted to say goodbye because you're one of the ways we keep in touch with what's going on there. And it's kind of going to suck.
Oh, brother. Thank you. You're an absolutely outstanding texter, and I appreciate you, Terry, waiting so long. Let's see. Let's get to line four. It's the His Honor line. One of the politicians that I've really, I mean, not forget it. He's a Coloradan. And it's Brighton Mayor Greg Mills. Mr. Mayor, look at, I look down on my phone bank there, and there's the mayor of Brighton, Colorado, USA.
Yes, sir. Is this Mayor Tubbs?
I wouldn't be as crazy as you, sir. Hey, man, thank you for calling.
Yeah, no problem. Hey, just real quick, I know you got a lot of people, but you know what? When I moved back here to Colorado 12 years ago, because I had been gone for about 15 years to a neighboring state, you were one of the first voices that woke me up, and I really appreciate what you've done for this whole community, and you'll be very missed.
Brother,
thank you.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Brighton Mayor Greg Mills, great in-studio guest. And yeah, you know, I used to get all the weird things when I was at KOA, you know, oh, my wife takes a shower with you every morning. I mean, it was just weird stuff like that. You know, I realize that those of us that have the privilege of coming to you via a device or a radio in great American, Eric from Stapleton, in his case, his Walkman. It's never been lost on me that it is not a right to do this. These are the public airwaves, and I have the privilege of touching a mic and coming on with you. A lot of mornings. A lot of bad mornings, afternoons, evenings. But so many great ones as well. So many great moments. And I thank you. We'll take our time out. We got full lines. I just ask for your patience. Coming up right after the break, the top 10 foils of this program. And yeah, some of them are very, very, very obvious. We go to the break. Just remember, California knows how to party. We're back. One of the greatest songs of all time by the greatest group known to man, the Electric Light Orchestra. Midway through the 6 o'clock hour, kind of hard to believe. The final 30 minutes of the program, and the program ends today. Thank you. Thank you to Mr. Crowley for the live YouTube feed, if you are watching there. I did say it once. Mr. Crowley has told me there's some comments there on the YouTube feed, and I will most certainly try to figure out the technology. I'll have my kids tell me how to respond, but thank you. So hello to our live audience. To you that have maybe been part of our radio club, that started 2097 days ago, February 5th, 2018. I thank you. There have been some foils, some people that they don't like us. Strike that. They don't like me. I don't like them. So let's just go through them, and this will just maybe jog some of your memories. But yes, in particular order. Starting out at number 10 of the top 10 foils of the Stephen Tubbs Show. Coming in at number 10, Stephen Woody Woodrow, a state representative that is quite possibly the biggest goober ever and so politically misguided. So Woody Woodrow at number 10. Coming in at number 9. At number 9, do you remember when I was down
We went down just to go to cover a rally against then-Senator Cory Gardner outside his office in downtown. And there was a whole bunch of people. They were marching around the federal building, a place that I knew well because I covered gavel to gavel the trials of Timothy McVeigh and Terry Nichols after the Oklahoma City bombing. And a woman, as I'm standing there, no mic flag, there's no identification, I've got nothing, I've got a short sleeve shirt on, I've got a couple of tattoos that apparently really got under her skin. She started screaming at me, white supremacist, white supremacist, white supremacist. Her name, Queen Justine, everyone, at number nine. At number eight, biggest foils, Lisa Sweeney Meran. It's interesting, some, you know, no, never mind. Lisa Sweeney Meran, former vice president of the Boulder Valley Schools Board of Education. What a piece of. At number seven on the top 10 foils, basically any of the fools, the unidentified doxers, anyone with Antifa, BLM around the Summer of Hell 2020 at number seven. At number six, the biggest foils. To me, one of the biggest boondoggle offices, if you will, in the city and county of Denver's history is the Denver Climate Action, Sustainability, and Resilience Office. Just follow us on social media if you need more information on that. At number five, we just call her a member of the Colorado Six. State Representative Elizabeth Lizzie Epps at number five. The fourth biggest foil of this program after nearly 6 years. It's very simple. White lab coat lady. That's a given. Supervised injection sites, harm reduction action center, the white lab coat lady. At number three of the biggest foils of this program, you know it's got to be. I'm just no bells and whistles, no nothing. It's Comrade Marcano. Comrade Juan Marcano, Aurora City Council, who, for the love of all that's holy, could possibly be the mayor of Aurora. Coming in at number two, Cragatha Beth McCann, the district attorney in Denver, and at number one. This is such a given. Yep, Tay-Tay, I have helped make you even more famous. 303-696-1971. Let's scoot through these phone calls. Thank you for your patience. Let's start in Lakewood. Trace joins us. Welcome. Good evening in the final 25 minutes or so of the program. Thank you.
Well, thank you for taking my call, Stefan. I've enjoyed watching you and Peter build this station from the ground up, and it's sad to see you go. Honestly, I'm going to miss your time slot. I do appreciate that you did address the local radio is going to be ignored. But I did want to let the listeners know, and I don't know if this was addressed, that during the peak of the craziness, and Stefan really stood out there, and, you know, the term, you know, over the target and this, that, and the other was used a lot. And the fact that you lost friendships and relationships, access to probably things that would have improved your career. But you stood your principle, and that was one of the biggest things that I've always appreciated about you. And why you never made any merch for our little radio club is beyond me. That's one of the coolest things I've ever thought, you know? So I was always expecting a t-shirt to pop up on the website.
Thank you, Trace. I appreciate that call very much. We should have had a coffee mug at least for this. By the way, some of you have asked, are you still going to do the coffee club every now and then on Facebook Live? Some of you don't even know what that is, but to our coffee club, radio club members, yeah, I'm going to do, I mean, probably Monday. What am I going to do on Monday? Maybe I'll just text you, Jim, and say hello. Let's get to Gabe in Denver. Gabe, welcome, brother, and thank you, and good evening.
Tubbs, hey, buddy. Mega dittos, man. First-time caller, long-time texter, and harasser of
you.
You
are the best, man. I hope to see you next week, Tuesday. We've got a little shindig. Tuesday, November 7th, Launchpad Brewery, Aurora, 5:30 to 9. I hope you're there.
No, I for sure will be there, but, you know, don't really know what to say, man, but your voice will totally be missed in this Denver market, man. So, but just want to say thank you and everything you've done, bud, and mad love, and hopefully you'll help me on this one, all right?
Mm-hmm.
One, two, three, go Raiders!
I love you, goodbye. Gabe is a great texter, And Gabe would wish me like good night every night. And he's, I mean, send me pictures of his cats for God's sake. But he's asked me for nearly six years to say go Raiders. And that is something that I will only say in the fact that he's asked me to say that, because no, I will not. Mike in Denver joins us. Mike, as we get ready for Lori and traffic and weather coming up. Hi, Mike.
Stephen, thank you so much for taking my call. This is Mike the Millennial. I've called you two times before.
Real quick,
I just want to say thank you so much for how you connect as a radio personality to younger people. You know, I think, like you said, the demographic of radio is really changing. I think, like, for example, the advertisements, they're not really being targeted towards younger people. And I think you've realized that in order to maintain AM radio's, you know, popularity and future, we have to bring in younger listeners. And I just want to thank you for covering topics that are relevant to young people and that we really care about. So thank you.
Listen, thank you, Mike. And listen, I know Mike's gone, but, you know, God bless somebody that's under 50 listening to this radio station. And, you know, Mike's only problem is he didn't call enough. But when he found us, I believe he said that's his third phone call. Mike, I appreciate it. And, you know, having 23-year-old and 20-year-old sons, you know, they've warned me, you know, you're not funny, so stop telling jokes or trying to tell your dad jokes. But I appreciate that. We've got to get to a break. But before that, I want to somebody that is not only a former colleague, but he's a man of Christ and he is a friend. I love his family. I've watched his kids grow up. He has watched my kids grow up. Mike Rice. My longtime colleague, my longtime friend, brother, don't make me choke up now.
Oh my goodness! You know, I've always wanted to say first time, long time. Is that how it goes,
brother? Yes, sir. It's great to hear your voice, man.
Well, thank you, and it's unfortunate. I just echo what everybody's been saying. We will miss you on the radio. Thankfully, friendships go beyond that, and it's not just ours, but the many, many people that you've touched and that you know in this market and around the country with the decades of incredible work that you've done. You've done it the right way, with integrity, holding your principles, but being fair when you were on the news side, and getting the chance to expand that a little bit over the last few years on this current show. I salute you, my friend. You are an inspiration. I admire your talent. I admire the way you do it. And you're going out on your terms, and I respect that. You're the best. You're the best, Stephen.
Listen, I want to give this back to you and just say thank you to your wife, Ann, and your wonderful boys. Listen, just say hi. I don't know. Ryan and Nathan are here, and you watch them grow up, and they met a lot of people. But, I mean, give Mike a shout out there.
Howdy, Mike. It's good to hear your voice.
Man, good to hear you.
We'll
guys.
Get together. We'll get together.
Oh,
you know, hopefully around the
holidays.
All right, and also to you, my friend. I want to final. I get the final word. Congratulations, brother man, the voice of the UNC Bears basketball. Awesome.
Thank you. It's going to be fun. It's going to be a fun year, and it's kind of full circle for me, which is a great opportunity. I'm really thankful and excited. I appreciate it.
Thank you for your call, brother. Thanks, Mike Rice. Damn it. We got to end this show. It's always been one of my favorites. Why not? Let's piss off the attorneys one more time. When we come back, final thoughts. Lori's newscast. She made me pinky swear that I would listen, so I will. Thank you for your grace and patience on the phone. Thank you for the more texts than I have ever received on this program. And we wrap it up coming up next. But we got to wait for the drums, Jim. And they hit about now. Wow. 2,097 days ago, we started this program February 5th, 2018. I've been sick. Yeah, to the last caller, a few callers ago. Yeah, I probably could eat better, could eat worse. But we have been through so much together, and I am in your debt forever. To the callers, I'm sorry. We just, you know, there's a finite amount of time. And the time is, you know, wrapping up. I want to thank so many people. It's just ridiculous to try to name individuals. I tried that when I announced my retirement. And I've always been my own harshest critic. And when I realized the people that I'd missed, I felt so bad. I don't want to do that again. But I do want to thank all of you, perhaps listening or will listen later, watching on YouTube. And thank you again to Mr. Crowley for making this happen, a live feed here in the studio. I want to thank our first responders, those who run in when we run out, members of police departments and sheriff's offices, fire and paramedics, security guards. Thank you. I've tried to have your back. And this is probably the hardest thank you to our veterans that I've been able to champion and highlight. I never did enough, but I tried. To our veterans, we're nothing without you. And thank you. And to your families. And there's nothing more important to me than family. And my kids are going to set the ship right because I'm sinking. But to Nathan and Ryan, we'll get to my mom will have maybe the last word. But I just thank you for being here, guys. And Nate, you're closest to me, so we'll start with you. But I love you so much, and I'm so proud of the young man that you are. And thank you for being a part of this, you know, weepy fest of 3 hours of my career. And thank you.
It's been a pleasure. And thank you so much. Thank you for everything. I love you. I think something that's been highlighted throughout the show is the ups and downs, and those by and large have defined my life too. And I cannot express the appreciation that I have for you, that I have for the people around me, and in a silent way, the community. And just seeing that today, I think that's what really needs to be highlighted, and how that, you know, is going to be lost. The world of radio in general is losing a real one today, and that is a shame.
Thank you.
We're going to smile.
We are.
We're going to smile.
Thank you, Nate. Ryan, I love you so much, and I'm so proud of you as a young man as well. And thank you for being here. Final moments.
Well, I wouldn't miss it. It's just perfect timing with changes in my life too. And you and I are going off to a big adventure in just a few weeks.
We are. After Thanksgiving, we're going to go to Europe. Nathan, you know, I'm sorry. You got to finish. But, you know, one of the things that Nathan said, he's like, Dad, you guys go do it. You and Ryan go do it. I mean, you know, who does that? I mean, he does. But
he's a very supportive young guy here. I'm very proud of Nathan.
I
know he's on the right path too. But I thank you for just the last few years, so much support and guidance professionally, but personally too. And I just know that you'll always be in my corner. And I mean, like Nathan said, you know, seeing these dozens and dozens of people call and text, you really have touched these people's lives. And,
thank you. I love you.
It's inspiring.
Thank you, my boy. Mom, you said you were only going to take 30 seconds. Did we get her some water? Okay. You're live on the air, Linda, who called me little Steffi last hour.
Sorry about that.
It's all right. Speak up, please.
It's very emotional, as some of you know, to be here. And I don't know, I think the word proud sometimes might be overused, but I certainly am proud of these two handsome young men beside me and my son. And I want to thank every one of you listeners throughout my son's career. From the very beginning, from Fresno, California, all the way to today, for listening, for watching, for supporting. You can disagree. You can always disagree, but I really appreciate you listening and respecting his professional journalism. And I have to give a great big shout out to Stephen's sister, and my beautiful daughter, Wendy.
Amen.
Who I am sorry couldn't be with us as a family today. She lives in Morgan Hill, California, and works way too hard. I'd also like to give a shout out to my dear sister, Suanne, and my brother, Mike, in San Diego, my sister in Oklahoma, and my sister in Montana. I love you all. And again, thank you all for listening.
I love you, Mom. Thank you. That wraps it up. Then we're going to go out, and I'm going to cry, but I have one final thing that I want my kids to hear, because it's a mantra that I try to follow. I want to thank Jim Nichols, Kelly Michaels, Michael Arpaio, Mark Crowley, Brian Taylor, all of my 710 KNUS family. It has been truly the honor of a life to spend the last nearly 6 years with you. I urge you to be kind to each other. I urge you to remember our troops. I urge you to remember that we are all so fortunate to live in the greatest country on earth. And to those who don't like you, pay attention a little bit more to the people who really matter and who love you. For the entire 710 KNUS team, I'm Stephen Tubbs. Remember our troops. Thank you and good night.